This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The hour, Doug Steffens, good day. It's January the 16th. But then, Jay, you knew that. I wanted to know. It's the 17th. What am I talking about? She caught me. Doug Steffens with Jay Kirshner. Hopefully to bring a smile to your face, to bring an intelligent click in that brain of yours as we talk about the items that you need to know a little more about. The power of the people, that's what we're focused on here, and the power of the professionals, the powerful, I love, you know me, I love alliteration. So the power of professional puzzlers has become a thing, jigsaw competitions, jigsaw championships. Have you ever done a jigsaw puzzle? Do you know how to do?
I love jigsaw puzzles.
Do you really?
Fantastic.
Okay. So this professional puzzle person says he can complete a 500-piece puzzle in 50 minutes. Actually, not a he, it's a her. Karen Cavett loved puzzles, turned her hobby into a job, shares videos of her skills this last 4 or 5 years, lives in L.A. She's trying her hand at jigsaws. There's sort of a twist with this, though. The gradient level, the pattern of the puzzles. She has completed one with her feet. Huh?
That's impressive.
How do you do a puzzle with your feet?
You pick them up with your toes.
Yeah, we got to have pretty good time. Can you check out her toes? I want to know what her toes look like. Are they big, fat toes, or are they thin, long toes?
I believe there's a market for that. Those questions.
Yeah, there is. You're right. So she clocked a time of 50 minutes for the 500-piece puzzle, and she was the winner. There were 100 puzzlers, and 99 came in below her. She said she was less than a minute away from winning. It was so exciting and so validating after the many hours I've spent doing puzzles. Apparently, she was a lockdown baby, right? What did she do for COVID? She focused on puzzles.
Mm-hmm.
And then she created a YouTube channel.
Well, they have puzzles and they've done them so many times that they flip them over. So they don't see the picture side. It's only the shapes.
Wow. Really?
And they'll put them together that way.
She got a couple hundred thousand subscribers for her video channel. She had a 24,000-piece puzzle that she put together in 157 hours. There's 168 hours in a week. So she was just shy of a week putting together a puzzle that had 24,000. Where do you even find a puzzle that has 24,000 pieces to it?
That's impressive. That's
right?
Like one of those things that people will get on their summer vacations. And
yeah.
Every so often after lunch or dinner, they'll go sit and do it a little bit at a time.
Good for your brain. So apparently there is a global community, Jay, of speed puzzlers, and they're competing. There's a world championship held every year. She's got to be in the Guinness Book of World Records, right? Wouldn't you think? With this stuff, using her fingers and toes, elbows.
If she's not yet, then there's still time. I'm sure she has... She has enough time to break so many records.
Wow. The videos are just amazing. All right, well, congratulations to her, and good luck. Wouldn't be something I'd either be interested in doing or probably could do in the main. The number of people experiencing homelessness increases this winter, last winter, COVID winter. All across the country. It's not just a problem of New York and Los Angeles these days. There are many cities and states that have a real problem. So they're passing laws making it illegal to live in a tent or to live in a car or to sleep in the park. How about that? There's the National Homelessness Law Center, of course, you knew there had to be something like that, shows 100 jurisdictions around the country banning banning all of these things, or at least one of them. Most of them are in the West, though, admittedly. Most of these things, most of the problem, the weather is good. Let's see here. In California alone, listen to this. One single night, 582,000 people homeless. That's a 500,000 people in one state. New York, the same kind of thing. New York State, I don't know of anybody going upstate New York. Who'd want to live in Buffalo, right? So, not to put too fine a point on it, but I'm not guessing there are too many homeless people that are traveling on a bus up to Buffalo to enjoy the wonderful weather up there. But just think about the numbers, the stats. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, I'm looking around to try to find other states, not the states you'd expect. So here's the state of Missouri that has, there was a, as the first of the month, a statewide ban on sleeping on any state-owned or public land. It's a misdemeanor to sleep in public spaces. Well, you get arrested and they bring you to jail, and you have a nice warm bed. Yeah, right. So there's a bigger solution to this bigger, broader problem. But, oh, my God, you look at some of these numbers. Ay, 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 ay. The homeless response, let's see, Manchester, New Hampshire, is having a big problem. And the local leaders there, I'm looking at a report from WMUR, which is the only TV station in New Hampshire, the frustration that people are feeling. Again, you wouldn't think it would be a problem, at least at this time of year, up in Manchester, New Hampshire, where the average temperature runs between 35 and 38 degrees in the daytime and 10, 12, 14 degrees colder than that at night. So where are they? They're sleeping on the street. So there's a demonstration. I'm looking at one of these demonstrators. The people who are homeless are demonstrating because they want to have a home. And, you know, you wonder, how is it, there's a parade in Manchester and people are holding signs, placards, hands off the homeless. Well, I've told my story on the air about what it was like to live in Venice just before the pandemic. I was molested twice. My car was broken into two or three times. And this is in the best neighborhood in Venice. Disgusting. It is. To live in a country like ours and to have that be the reality, unbelievable. Here's something else that I find very important for all. You're interested in good health, so listen to this or pay attention or please do something about it if this is you. And you are probably an average American. We are. Jay is. I am. The average American logs 10 nights without sleep every month. Wow. The new survey, 2,400 adults, 40% said they're very happy with their lives and more likely to get better sleep because they are happy with their lives. 72% of respondents feel present in their everyday lives. 1 in 5 says not so much, not so fast. Mm-hmm. And so this is a productivity survey where people admit themselves that they're only productive 3 days out of a 5-day work week because of lack of sleep. 45% said the main reason was not getting enough quality sleep. 43% said the stress of life. 38% said they know they don't exercise. They're not motivated to exercise. Okay. 34% have a lousy social life. Okay, why would that make you unhappy? Well, I suppose maybe make you unhappy.
If you want a better social life and you don't have it, I can see where that would create an unhappiness.
I suppose.
But also, like, with the sleeping, the unable, inability to sleep. How many times do we hear people say that either they just can't get comfy, they're restless leg syndrome, or they can't shut their brains off, they're making the to-do list for the next day, or they're thinking of all the heaviness that is their life, like you said. And it lack of sleep and lack of hydration seems like it's always those are the two big components to automatically feeling healthier. And when you feel healthy, you do feel a little bit happier.
You know, I'm going to digress here for a couple of minutes. There's so much promotion of that new movie about Tom Brady with the four great actresses. They're all Academy Award winners. And so Brady is on the focus. And I tell you, every day I look at the Boston Globe and the Boston Herald here as I'm preparing and then going through the morning at what's going on. You can't believe the attention that's being paid to Brady's last game and the loss to Dallas. And then what's he going to do? Free agency. Is he going to come back to Boston? That was something we talked about. You know, this is not a sports program, but it's a human interest program. A lot of people are interested in Brady for all kinds of reasons. And so will he come back to Boston now that he's divorced? Is it his wife that wanted to go? That's the question. Did his wife want him to go to Tampa Bay because the weather's better down there? They've had a home, I think, in Miami for a long time, haven't they? I think they had a home down in Miami. But anyway,
in Tampa Bay they were renting because that was one of the whole big stories when he first got down there, that he walked into the wrong house.
Oh, I didn't really? I didn't.
That was like one of the big things that the homeowner was just sitting there, and then all of a sudden Tom Brady walks in and he's like, this is not my house.
No. But you do wonder. Don't you wonder about stuff like that? I do. I know. I wonder. It's interesting when you dig around and try to figure out. It's all like, we're all the same. We're all looking for a better life. The average, and this is just a quick FYI, I want to talk a little bit more about this in the next half hour. The average person, in terms of saving for retirement, has $205,750 in the bank as they retire. How can you live for the rest of your life on $200,000? That's something really to think about as we pull the plug on this segment of the program. It's 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
For everything your business needs to make this year, Staples has you covered.
I need to organize all my papers and files from last year and the year before that.
Staples has you covered.
I need to clear clutter from my office and my home office and my home.
Staples has you covered with everything you need to get organized this year at amazing savings. Right now at Staples, get up to 50% off select file folders, file cabinets, file boxes, and storage bins. Make this year your year at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 128, in-store only. At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need presentations and brochures printed, and they have to be perfect.
Your bounded presentations, brochures with the finest folds, and more will be done right every time. That's our print big promise. Now at Staples, get $10 off your document printing and marketing materials order of $50 or more, plus 20% back by a store bonus. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 2/11. Rewards members only. Bonus must be redeemed in store. See staples.com/stores/printbig for details.
D. Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
It's 23 at the hour now. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner, and a focus on, it's not proper to bring up Tom Brady's name with most if you don't bring up Rob Gronkowski's name as well. To go back to the discussion of the movie that's out, 80 for Brady, Gronk is in there making eyes, I think, at Jane Fonda, if I'm not mistaken. I saw the trailer for it. It looks, it's just a cute, silly movie.
Yeah, it looks like just one of
them. For all of them. All of them have some fun. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right. Have fun watching.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so what's up with Gronkowski, really? Is he coming back to the Patriots? Is Brady coming back to the Patriots? It's free agency time. We'll find out what the Gronkster thinks after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty that lasts 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's it, MyPillow.com. All right, so Jay, it seems the Gronkster has a lot to say about his buddy Brady and whether or not he's going to go back to the Patriots. Apparently, he's been asked that about 150 million times by every reporter in Tampa Bay, every sports reporter. Everybody wants to know, where's Brady going? His contract is up with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So anyway, he was on this program that he's on frequently, and he said he would be, quote, surprised if Brady went back to New England. But you know what? There have been a lot of surprises. Right?
Yeah. Well, how many times has Brady retired and then unretired now? Because Gronk retired once, then he came out of retirement to play in Tampa Bay with Brady before he finally retired again.
Yep.
But then what's Brady going to do? And it seems like Brady's been pretty adamant about, like, he doesn't want to retire until his body tells him it's time to retire.
Exactly. And the Patriots are doing not so well. And a lot of them attribute, there's a lot of people calling for the yelling at Kraft saying, get rid of the coach, bring Tom back to New England, yada, yada, yada.
Well, but if Brady wanted, like, honestly, let's be realistic. If Brady called up whoever's in charge and was like, hey, I want to come back to the Pats, they would be like, okay, we'll pay for your plane ticket.
Yeah, and we'll probably give you a little more than you were making. That was one of the big criticisms. He said that he went to Tampa Bay because of the pay. I'm not thinking that that really is what happened at all. There was a kerfluffle in his relationship. He considers himself to be his own coach, right?
There were some issues reportedly about between Brady and Belichick too.
Yeah. Right, exactly. And so, but the, you know, the Belichick relationship with Kraft, the owner, and that whole thing, at one point in time, it gets down to money. And apparently Belichick made the decision not to pay Brady what he wanted, and he couldn't have made that in a vacuum. Kraft is always talking about Brady like being his son, and he loved him, and he'd do anything to keep him. You know, all that's just hype and BS. I think Brady was happier, obviously, here. He doesn't seem to fit in Tampa Bay. There's something about that whole thing. It just didn't seem to fit. So, does he come back? Hooray! Well, let's see. Well, it's a wait-and-see thing, but thanks to the Gronk for getting us to think about it. 28 after the hour.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's some news for small to mid-sized business owners. A question. Did your business stay open during COVID? If that's the case, at COVIDpayment.com, there's great news. You see, the feds have set aside funds in the CARES Act to reward companies who stayed open during 2020 and 2021. These payments are not loans, and you don't have to pay them back. How do you get your hands on this money? If you had more than 5 employees on payroll between 2020 and 2021, your company could qualify for you to get $26,000 per employee. Go to COVIDpayment.com. That's right, up to $26,000 per employee. Answer a couple of questions, and then accounting and tax experts at COVIDpayment.com will do all the rest. Nobody knows more about this program than the folks at COVIDpayment. If you have 5 or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help you get up to $26,000 per employee.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Albuquerque police reported Monday they have arrested Solomon Pena, a Republican candidate, in the last state house elections in connection with the recent shooting at offices and homes of elected Democrat officials. Albuquerque Police Department Chief Harold Medina.
And the U.S. Attorney's Office and the DA's Office were there every step of the way making sure that we had everything we could to charge these individuals.
Medina says Pena is accused of conspiring and paying for 4 other men to shoot at the homes of 2 county commissioners and 2 state legislators. President Biden will travel to California's Central Coast Thursday to visit areas that have been getting much-needed rains from years of drought, maybe too much rain. The White House said in a statement Monday that the president would visit with first responders, also state and local officials, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed. Lance Pry, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Good stuff. Is this adult radio or what? Right?
I feel like, though, children everywhere were eating their spinach because of Popeye.
I think you're right about that. I ate my spinach. Good. It's good with vinegar on it. It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good with good Italian dressing on it when it's raw. It's really good all the way around, and it makes you stronger 12 different ways or whatever it is. Popeye the Sailor Man. So today we celebrate Popeye Day, his debut appearance in the comic strip called Thimble Theater. Was produced by Elsie Seeger. It was created on this date in 1929. It usually is thought that the first of these cartoons was actually centered around olive oil. But the popularity of Popeye changed all of that. So by 1933, Popeye not only was the lead, he had his own cartoon series himself. So he could sing, I am what I am. Yeah, da 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 da. Popeye was in the studio, the Fleischer Studios. You can still see the credit when the old cartoons are played, going back to the 40s. So the cartoonist that created Popeye came from Illinois. The first mention of a Popeye character was in 1919. But as I said, went from olive oil to Popeye, so there were two of them. I always thought the misadventures of the two of them together, I didn't know that, frankly, this is news to me, Jay, that olive oil was the first focus. It wasn't,
I had no idea. I just thought she was just the love interest.
And her first boyfriend was Harold Ham Gravy. It wasn't Popeye.
Oh.
I didn't remember that. Yeah. Popeye made his... silver screen debut in 1933. Had his own cartoon. The radio had characters playing Popeye. Certainly a lot of comic books about it. And so into the 1960s we go. There's some new characters. Remember Bluto? He was the bad guy.
Yes. Right? Well, that was Bluto. One I watched because I didn't grow up on the original Popeye series, but they remade it multiple times over for different generations, and that was one of the cartoons that I grew up on.
Robin Williams played Popeye in a movie that was in, I think, like 89, somewhere in there, 88, 89.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
Remember that? Yeah, exactly. So celebrate Popeye with us today, Popeye the Sailor Man, toot, toot. This is a little inspiration. Think about this as you start your day or go through your day. The first time you do a lot of things, there are a lot of firsts in your life, right? Like every day has firsts. The first time you open your eyes, first time you take a leak. Not to put too fine a point on it, but you know what I'm saying. There are firsts all through the day.
Mm-hmm.
And so think about the things that you do for the first time that only happen once. Firsts, the first kiss, once, right? Think about that. You get no more first kiss.
Those butterflies, which a lot of times you may have butterflies again, but those first ones, there's some pretty epic butterflies.
You remember the first time you kissed Ryan?
Yeah.
And?
And he ambushed me. I wasn't expecting it.
Really? That's the best draw.
Yeah, we were friends. Well, like, we were best friends before we started dating, and we were at a Cavs game, and all of a sudden, he just blurted out that he was in love with me and grabbed my face, and I was like, what? And here we are today.
Perfect. There we go. That's what I like to hear, good stories like that. All right, here's some good news about what to do with your retirement money. Here's the story of a couple that retired. They started a new business. They opened an innovative school in Florida, and now they're helping students defy the odds. Math and reading scores have plummeted because of the pandemic, because of lousy teachers, all kinds of things. And so this new business that these folks started, it's actually a charter school in Florida. The students are 92% black, trying to beat the odds. It's called a Caring and Sharing Learning School, created in Gainesville by two veteran educators who use their retirement money to start this new business, this new school. Today, the students are regularly posting the highest learning gains in that area of Florida. So there's a big gap, as we all know, lots of the parts of the country between black and white students down there. It's really bad. So Verna Johnson and her husband, Simon, who is the first black tenured professor at the University of Florida College of Education, decided that when they get out, they're in their 80s, by the way. These people are in their 80s. They used their savings to purchase a 12-acre plot of land with a lot of bad houses on it, cleared it. And the students, they have 255 students today. What a great, oh, my God,
right?
What a great
story.
This is
one of those beautiful retirement stories where they really retire.
Starting businesses. Okay, well, think about it. If you're in business, whatever your business, you're a trucking company, a logistics company, a construction company, food company, oil and gas, Well, all of the companies, most of the companies I know today run on very thin margins. I know my company does. But recently, some businesses have seen their bottom line shrink to new lows because of the inflation connected to the price of fuel and insurance and equipment costs. So we have with us now Motive co-founder and CEO Shob Makhani, who has some tips to help your business improve your productivity and profitability.
Start by saving money and increasing the productivity of your business by digitizing and automating your fleet operations. The Motive card can help save on fuel and maintenance, so you'll save at the pump and know where every dollar goes.
Insurance can also be a massive expense for these businesses, right?
Insurance is one of the top five costs for these businesses, and road safety is a big problem. With Motive's market-leading AI dash cam and automated driver coaching, you can save money on insurance by preventing accidents and protecting drivers. But most importantly, you can make roads safer for everyone.
For more, visit GoMotive.com.
Paid for by government.com. The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guarantee. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No,
it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
All right, now 43 after the hour, Jay, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. The study of public transit in our country, it started with Boston and the big problems that the MBTA is having here.
Mm-hmm.
And then the study has spread to several other of the largest urban mass transit systems that apparently are at some kind of a crossroads. Ridership is depressed. And this started with the pandemic. A lot of federal aid was thrown at these companies, the private and public companies that are running these transit systems. And that's money, you know, there's only so much of it, and it's running out. So people are trying their, the essence of it is they're trying to get commuters and others to use the rail and use the buses and that sort of stuff, subways. But they don't operate well. They're not well run. They're too big. People say they can't depend on them because in many instances, I know that's the problem in Boston and around the metropolitan area and in Los Angeles, the same thing. The transit authorities are too cumbersome. There's too much at the top. And so
the infrastructure isn't even set for that. Like, look at different cities who are just the cities that were kind of a smaller city, I should say, not a town, but all of us in like Nashville, and it's building up, and they do not have the infrastructure for traffic.
Well, no. And so everybody, see, it's a deeper, thank you. It's a deeper problem. There's also a study out today of the worst traffic, the 50 worst traffic spots in this country. The town I live in, is on the list.
How high?
Congratulations. Who would have thought that a town like this, 70 miles, but it is, this town is so well known for lots of different reasons. It's not your typical urban, suburban kind of relationship, or really even rural. My part of town is moderately rural. There are a lot of things going on here that are atypical of what's going on elsewhere. And so we find ourselves in the middle of traffic like you wouldn't believe. So all the local rags are talking about how it's spiraling out of control. There's everywhere you look, there's digging. There's the gas companies digging up the road to put up their gas. So what consequence? Then when they fix, they put the asphalt back down the road, it's as rough, and then the community has to pay. I mean, there's something really wrong with the way this is being taken care of. And I'm not, you know, who knows what the problem is, but I know that there's got to be a solution to it someplace. It's all over there. Chicago has a real problem. How is it in Cleveland? I remember the Cleveland. Most communities like Toledo, mm-hmm. that size, have their own transit systems. I used to run the local buses here.
Yeah, I haven't heard much negative stuff about the public transit system. And when I am driving out on the road, it's not like I feel like the buses are taking up space or in the way, or mm-hmm. where they pull off to the side to pick up passengers in some places where they just go. They don't use their turn signal or look to check traffic before they just go. They do here. It does seem like everybody is conscious of each other on the road.
Yeah. Well, that's the way. You need to be trained that way. You need to be schooled. I remember my father was teaching me how to drive. He said, you best be defensive. If you are in an accident, it's because you're not aware of your surroundings. And that's really true when you think about it, right? If you don't know what's going on around you.
Well, yeah, if you cause the accident. Sometimes right. somebody else
well,
gets
not
you
even
there's
causing
nowhere for you to go. Like if you're stuck, that's one of the things that scares me the most. If you are stuck in traffic or in a traffic jam, you are not moving. Nobody else is moving but the car behind you. And there's mm-hmm. nobody behind you yet or behind them. And they're not paying attention and they just slam into everybody at full speed while you're at a dead stop. That is terrifying to me.
Yeah. All right. On the federal scene. News today about Border Patrol agents catching 12 illegals last month whose names were on the international terrorism list. They waited to release this till after Biden went. What a bunch of baloney. Unbelievable. Department of Homeland Security says that the month before there were 9 terrorism suspects that came across the border. Last month there were 12. This is above the pace, way above the pace of last year and the year before. When you go back to 2017, 2018, the whole year, 2018, only 11 terrorism suspects came across the southern border. So in 1 month now, we've had the equivalent of 1 year a couple of years ago. What are we doing? What are we paying for? Why is this happening? If the government is so focused on these, there's one more thing floating around today about the IRS and what they're going to do as we begin the 2023 tax season. Apparently there are 10 million unprocessed tax returns from last year. So that's why Biden says we got to have 87 new. No, he hasn't said they need agents to straighten out the mess in processing. He says we need tax collectors to go get those bad guys that aren't paying their taxes. How do you know who's paying the taxes or not if you've got 10 million unprocessed tax returns?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Hey, I'm sure this will be covered on the Good Day download. Don't forget, every day we have, this is the first day we haven't talked about George Santos. He's been around a lot. Check out what we are talking about every day. Unprecedented conversation, if you will. Check it all out at Good Day Download, goodayshow.com. Doug Stephan, Jay Kirshner at 10 before the hour.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like Window Treatments, Security, Pillow Companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Can we do another chorus of Popeye?
I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot.
No?
I'm trying to think, what's the next line?
I live in a garbage can. I eat all my spinach and fight to the finish. I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Toot, toot. I live in a gang. Well, we redid the lyrics.
I'm stronger than finish. Yeah, because I was something about, like, I fight to the finish and I eat my spinach.
Right.
But hey, we can all crush that one part of I'm Popeye the Sailor Man.
Yes, we can.
We all know that.
Yeah, that's easy enough. 53 after the hour now. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Chucker is off today, but there are items. There always are items that now we can do without. Okay, put Popeye away now. He can go back to bed. The focus on Avatar 2. I think Chucker said yesterday, didn't it? It's come close to $2 billion. In terms of what it did, A Man Called Otto did just a little bit better than Plane did over the weekend. Let's see here. Martin Luther King Jr. holiday is kind of a good weekend. Tom Hanks is doing solid business.
All of the swings are off. And
yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah, so you have the 3-day weekend box office.
Yep, 3,800 theaters, 15 million. And then the Plane thing was that action picture I talked about, Gerard Butler. Good. It's a good flick. It's good. Yeah, it's fun. So just behind, I think 14 million bucks. But it was only in 1,000 less theaters because it hasn't opened wide yet. I think this weekend it does. Anyway, both films are drawing their strength from consumers over the age of 45. The two movies looking at fourth and fifth place, holding at number one, obviously Avatar with all of the focus on that. I have no interest. I've said this before. Do you have any interest in going to see Avatar?
No. No. I never saw the first one. It's just not my cup of tea, but I definitely understand why people like
interesting.
It.
Interesting. Yeah, and then that damn horror movie, Megan. $21 million.
I do want to say that. I'm not going to run to the box office for it, but I will wait till it's streaming and I can watch it from the comfort of my own home.
Really?
I definitely
so how do you
that.
Keep
and then the Puss in Boots,
Puss
The Last
Boots.
Wish.
Yeah, mm-hmm. $19 million for this past weekend. And the reason we bring it up today is because yesterday, as a holiday, sort of counts in the weekend box office totals. So that's where that came from. Anyway, The Devil Conspiracy, another horror show, did terribly good.
Well, and then here's one that you should like, House Party, not the sense of what it is, but it was supposed to debut on HBO Max, and they decided to put it in theaters.
I haven't seen that. What's it about? I don't know the movie.
No, but just the fact that you are typically like put things in theaters, don't do streaming. And here's a situation where it was supposed to debut on HBO Max, and they flipped the script, and they're like, no, let's put it in theaters.
Why is it LeBron? Supposedly it's a LeBron,
it's
James,
LeBron James
movie,
yeah.
Sort of a comedy. So
Is it a remake of House Party? Wasn't House Party from the 90s?
I don't know. I remember a television show called House Parties. I do not remember a movie called House Parties. In a moment, we need time here, James, right? Do we need time? I've forgotten whether we need time or not. Oh, we're all right. Okay. Jamie Lee Curtis said that she would not go to the Critics' Choice Award. The reason she didn't go, people were asking the question, because apparently she was up for Best Supporting Actress for In Everything, Everywhere, All at Once, her role there, but she had COVID.
Yeah, apparently a lot of people ended up testing positive after the Golden Globes.
She wrote her frustration on Instagram, F COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michelle Pfeiffer came out and said she had COVID. Well, and because
did she say F COVID too?
No. But apparently because of everybody saying that they had tested positive after the Golden Globes, the Critics' Choice Awards they kind of changed things up.
Did you watch that? I forgot it was even on.
A negative test to be.
Did you watch it? I didn't even know it was on. Sunday night. I don't know what I was doing Sunday night. I wasn't paying much attention to TV. I would have had I remembered. It wasn't promoted as well as
it wasn't. Yeah, they did not do a very good job promoting the Critics' Choice Awards this time.
No, what network was it on?
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah,
doesn't this kind of go to show COVID how it's changing things, that a lot of the award season used to be so close together, but now maybe they need to at least 2 weeks minimum between each award show.
Because they call it super spreaders for COVID. I don't know if they use that term anymore or not, because COVID is with us. It's not going. It is.
You have so many people traveling to get there. It's not just like your local concert or something like that. It's everybody is traveling from somewhere, and everybody's already around big groups of people because they're all working.
Yep, exactly. All right, well, we're back to work, and we're back to going to the office and back to being in place, if you will. All right, well, let's see. I think that we've covered as much as we have time for. Because by golly, at 59 past the hour, and good day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.